The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up On Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. Welcome to Up On Taconic. I'm your host, Dalton, and today my co-host is...
Avery.
And we're going to be talking about painting the pillars in the cafeteria. So I'm happy to introduce our guests, Avery, Zach, and Ella.
Hello, I'm Avery. I'm the co-host. I will be asking questions with Dalton today.
Hi, I'm Ella. I'm one of the students that participate in Skills USA.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm also a student that participates in Skills USA. All
right. For our first question today, what gave you guys the idea to paint the pillars?
So really the idea came from us as a student body. You know, everyone in Taconic is welcome to join Skills USA, and we really don't have any representation for people to know that. So by painting these pillars, we can really showcase that we're a part of that community. And so people, as soon as they walk into school, they can just kind of be like, oh yeah, they do Skills USA. And that's just kind of an important thing to us.
All right. Sounds awesome. For our next question, are there any more projects like this planned for the future?
We really hope that there will be more projects like this, but it's hard to do when there's not enough students involved because we need your help to do all these projects since we have such a small group. So you can come join us on Thursdays of Gold Week if you're interested.
All right, and we will be right back after this break. And we're back, and I am happy to introduce Mackenzie and Ms. Conant. So for our third question, what do you guys plan to paint on the pillars?
So we have lots of ideas on what we want to put on the pillars. The first four are really going to represent Skills USA and what we plan to accomplish as a group. And then the three pillars after that are really to showcase everything else that we're doing here at Taconic, because we are so much more than just a career technical education school. I'm going to hand it over to Mackenzie to get into some of the details of what those pillars are going to look like.
Okay, so the first pillar is like introducing you into the Skills USA. It has like the emblem, and on the back of the pillar, it'll explain everything that's on the emblem. There's a shield, a torch, a gear, an orbital circle, and hands, which all are explained on the back. For the second pillar, it's a framework, which is personal skills.
So the personal skills framework really showcases integrity, work ethic, professionalism, and responsibility. The third pillar is going to go on to workplace skills. The color for that is actually blue, and that pillar is really going to showcase communication, decision-making, awareness of planning, multicultural sensitivity. And then the fourth pillar framework is going to focus on technical skills grounded in academics. That pillar is going to be painted gold, and those competencies really focus on technological literacy, job-specific skills, safety, health, and service orientation. After those first four pillars that really focus on Skills USA, like I said, we're going to branch out into really showcasing everything that Taconic does here. So we're going to have a pillar that represents the portrait of a graduate competencies, being a strong communicator, a responsible person, a prepared individual, global citizen, as well as being a lifelong learner and a critical thinker. We also have a plethora of clubs here at Taconic that our student body really actively participates in. But we, again, don't really have a place that showcases all of those things. So we're hoping that one of those pillars can really have all of the logos and the club names on them, so that when everybody walks into Taconic for all of the different community events that we do, they can see that we have all of these things happening within our building. The seventh and final pillar, we're hoping that we can put handprints on of students that actively participate in Skills to showcase that they are uplifting our school and our community. Everything that we do and accomplish here at Taconic gets done because of the students that are participating in the activities that we have. So we really want to give them an opportunity to, you know, put a historical lasting imprint of their hands on this building to showcase all of the work that they've done for us.
That sounds awesome. For our fourth question, we would like to ask, what kind of planning goes into this?
So a lot of planning has gone into this already. Last year, the Skills Board actually came up with the idea to paint the pillars, and they wrote a petition letter to Dr. Bishop to kind of get the ball rolling. We started this a little late in the game last year, so we didn't really get a strong foothold. Right out of the gate in September, the students decided that they wanted to do this again. So I reached out to all the students that are actively participating in the chapter, and we built a design team. So Zach, Ella, Mackenzie, as well as several other students are actually on that team. Each one of them is responsible for designing a specific pillar of their choosing. In addition to that, we are also getting student signatures to really, you know, show the school community that this is something that the entire student body wants to do. They want more student artwork in the building. They want to be able to showcase the clubs and the activities that they're participating in. In addition to that in-school work that's happening, because Taconic is a Pittsfield building, I am also in connection with city offices so that we can get their approval and their, you know, thumbs up so that we can really make this happen for the community.
All right. And we'll be right back after this break. And we're back, and I'm happy to reintroduce Avery, Ella, and Ms. Conan. And for our fifth question, earlier you mentioned that the clubs are going to be represented, and I was wondering, could you go a little bit deeper into the details with that?
Yeah, we would love to. So like I said earlier, all of the students that are on the design team have been given a specific pillar to really focus and work on. So Ella actually volunteered to handle the design of the club pillar. So I'm going to let her speak to the progress that she's made so far in coming up with that design.
So far I have really discovered what really represents these clubs, since we have so many here at Taconic. And me and my friend are actually working on it together because there's just so many. So it's hard for me to do it as one person. And we both really just want to bring out the personality and just figure out something that really actually describes the club as their logo.
So as Ella and her friend are working on those designs, as they're coming up with them, they're actually going to go back and check in with those clubs, the faculty members that are running them and the students that are participating, to make sure that they also like the logos, right? The designs that were coming up to showcase what those clubs are. So hopefully, by doing that, we can really invigorate the entire school population to really get behind this project that we're doing.
Sounds awesome. For our final question, just where can we get more information on all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So every single student here at Taconic is actually already a member of Skills USA. I registered all of you. So if you want to actively participate, then you just have to decide to come to our meetings. So every Thursday on Gold Week after school in the cafeteria, we meet as an entire chapter. During that meeting, we talk about different initiatives that we want to have happen here at the school, painting the pillars, participating in community outreach, doing fundraiser events so that we can attend different conferences, leadership conferences, overnight experiences for competitions and things like that. So every single student is welcome to join those meetings. Again, they happen on Thursdays, every single Gold Week after school in the cafeteria. So we're really hoping that by starting this pillar project and really sort of like talking about what we want to do, that more students will come and join those meetings with us. The bigger following we have, the more power we have, right? So I tell the students that are actively engaged right now, you all have the power as students to make things happen here in the building if you come together in a positive way and create a solid plan. Right. So if you want to be a part of this work and you want to have an influence here in the building that you are coming to school at, come join us on Thursdays in the cafeteria. We would love to see your faces and to have your ideas and incorporate them into what we're trying to do.
All right. Thank you to Avery, Ella, Zach, Mackenzie, and Ms. Conant for joining us today. And we would like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for our streaming on our podcast sites like Spotify and CastBox. Feel free to contact contact us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you'll join us too again, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at Taconic at the Taconic Podcast Studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and this week featured Avery, Ella, Zach, Mackenzie, and Miss Conan. The show was produced using a state-of-the-art Rode podcasting hardware and Pro Tools software and taped in December of 2024.